Good evening. Many thanks for coming to this press point. We'll start with opening statements from the Secretary General and the Prime Minister, and then we'll have time for just a couple of questions. Secretary General.
It is really a great honor and a great pleasure to welcome the Prime Minister of Norway here to the NATO headquarters. We have met before, but this is the first time we meet in our capacities as Prime Minister of Norway and Secretary General of NATO. And we have had an excellent meeting where we have addressed a wide range of different issues. And I commended Norway for being a strong and determined ally, and for all that Norway has done as an important member of the NATO alliance for so many years. We also addressed the crisis in Ukraine, and we are concerned about the serious escalation of the fighting in eastern Ukraine. And for several months, we have seen the presence of Russian forces in eastern Ukraine. And we have also seen a substantial increase in the number of Russian heavy equipment in eastern Ukraine. This does not contribute to a peaceful solution of the conflict. So we call on Russia to stop its support for the separatist forces, to respect its international obligations, and to uphold the Minsk agreements. In addition to address the serious situation in Ukraine, we also addressed several other challenges NATO is facing. We see the threats from the south, from the fighting, the violence which is taking place in Iraq and Syria, the instability in northern Africa, and also the terrorist attacks taking place in our streets of the capitals of Europe, in Paris, which are linked to these conflicts. And that just underlines the importance of fighting terrorism in many different ways. NATO is doing so by exchanging information related to foreign fighters, also by developing technology which can enable us to detect explosives. And of course, the mission in Afghanistan has been an important mission, and the main purpose of the NATO mission in Afghanistan has been to prevent that Afghanistan is a safe haven for international terrorists. So, together with Norway, NATO and all allies have worked to fight for terrorism in many different ways for many years, and we have to step up those efforts because we have seen that terror is still a very serious threat to NATO allies. We also addressed the pledged, we agreed at the Wales summit related to defense spending. And Norway is among a limited group of NATO allies which has actually increased its defense spending during the last years. And I welcome that. But we all have to do more. We have to stop the cuts, and we have to gradually increase investments in defense and move towards the guideline of spending 2% of GDP on defense in the future. We addressed the implementation of the Readiness Action Plan, and I'm glad to see that Norway is really contributing, both to the air policing in the Baltic region, but also with land forces, and also in establishing the interim solution for the very high readiness force. So I commended the Norwegian Prime Minister for Norway's contributions both to our different missions, but also when it comes to implementation of the Readiness Action Plan and the very high readiness force. It was a great honor and great pleasure to discuss these issues and other issues with you, and I look forward to work close together with Norway and the Norwegian Prime Minister also in the future. So please.
Thank you. And I would like to start off by thanking the Secretary General for his leadership in these challenging times for both Europe and for the Alliance. It's challenging both when we look at Russia's action in Ukraine, which have been a reminder to us all that a Europe at peace is not a given situation. NATO's neighbor countries are faced with increasingly unstable neighbors. Terrorism continues to transcend borders and even strike at the heart of our nations, as we have been reminded of earlier this year. This meeting we've had have been focused on a complex set of challenges, how we can tackle them as an alliance. I'm confident that under Jens Stoltenberg's leadership of NATO, it will once again demonstrate its ability to adapt to a changing security landscape. And we have to build on the Wales Summit's conclusions. We set out a course to make sure that the alliance remains relevant, strong, and of course also able to carry out its core tasks. This is not easy objectives for General Secretary to work on. As we have discussed, there are always a lot of priorities in the national budget debates, but we also have to find ways to prioritize on more military spending in the years to come, because the security issues are increasing, and we will also need to increase the investments in our military capacities. I have reassured the Secretary General today that he has Norway's full support in translating the decisions made in Wales into action, and that we are ready to play our part. NATO is the cornerstone of Norwegian security policy. We are strongly supporting the reinforced focus on preparedness, the readiness action plan, as agreed on the summit. One immediate expression of our strong commitment is the decision to contribute to the interim very high readiness joint task force, not a very short name for task force, together with Germany and the Netherlands. And throughout 2015, this interim force will conduct training and exercises and form a testing ground for how NATO should work to increase its readiness force in the future. I will not go into all of the different issues that we have discussed, because we will come back to a lot of these in the years to come. But I think I'd like to underline the fact that NATO is and will be a very important player on most of these international crises that we are seeing, both when it comes to the situation in Ukraine, but also even if NATO doesn't have a direct role in Syria and Iraq, the fact that so many nations are meeting both as members as partners in other NATO operations means that we have a field to discuss security issues and make bonds together on how to tackle other issues also. So I would just like to say you are running a very in a very complexity of our security landscape. I think that NATO is going to have a role, and I think we will have a lot to do, and that the Secretary General will be an important player and an important partner for us so that we can create more stability both in Europe but also outside Europe and combat all of these insecurities that we are seeing now. Thank you.
Questions. We'll start with Reuters. Yes, Adrian Croft from Reuters. A question for the Secretary General. Do you agree with President Poroshenko's assessment today that Russia has 9,000 troops in Ukraine? And if what the Ukrainians say is correct, that the Russians are escalating the situation, should NATO be doing more beyond what's already been agreed in Wales? Thanks.
I will not go into specific figures or numbers, partly because what we have seen is that the Russians have moved forces back and forth, and they have a high number of forces on the border, and they have been, as I said, moved both in and out of Ukraine. So I will not comment on specific numbers. But what I can say is that we have seen over a period of several months that there are Russian forces inside eastern Ukraine. And as I underlined, we have also seen heavy equipment, and we have seen an increase in Russian equipment inside eastern Ukraine. And we speak about equipment like tanks, artillery, armored vehicles, advanced air defense systems. And this Russian military presence with forces and equipment in eastern Ukraine does not contribute to a peaceful and negotiated solution. And that's the reason why we call on Russia to stop supporting the separatists, to withdraw its own forces from eastern Ukraine, and to respect the Minsk agreement. And what NATO is doing is that we are, of course, supporting Ukraine. We have the trust funds, we have provided, we give strong political support, and we have also implemented our own assurance measures to underline that NATO is ready to protect and defend all allies in the situation we see in Europe today.
Second question there.
As you said, Alf Jonsson, VG newspaper in Oslo. As you said, Mr. Secretary General, Norway falls under the 2% spending limit for defense expenditures. Would you say it's an obligation for a rich country as Norway to reach the target? And would you, Mrs. Prime Minister, have a plan for reaching the 2% within your tenure?
It's an obligation of all NATO allies to fulfill and to follow up the decisions we made together, heads of states and heads of government, in Wales in September. But the defense investments pledge is about stopping the cuts. It's about gradually increase defense spending as our economies grows, and then to aim to move towards 2% within a decade. So the first thing, and Norway has already done that, is to stop the cuts, but then to increase, I urge all countries, all allies, to do that in the coming years.
Norway will increase its spending on military defense the next years. We have some large investments in new fighter planes. There are other areas that we need to invest more in, even if we are reaching the investment goals already. But I don't think there will be a plan during this next 2-3 years' budget to reach 2%. I think that's too high an aim. It's a longer-term aim for us to increase it and to reach the goal, but you will not do it in the first 2-3 years, no.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point. Good evening.